And this is all we know to do. So I just praise you this morning, God, for your loving kindness, for your tender mercy. I praise you for what you're going to do today, because I've learned that it's all about the cross. It's all about Calvary. It's all about your love, your deep, deep love. Oh, my God, in Jesus' name. You loved us so much that you did this for us. For us, Lord, you'd rather die than to do without us. And so, Lord, help us in Jesus' name today to embrace what you have done for us, God. And for those who have been in this thing a long time, hallelujah, help us to understand. Open our eyes to see, God, in Jesus' name. I pray, Lord, that you would heal everybody, save every soul, baptize believers with the Holy Ghost and fire. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, let your fire fall today in every church, in every church. Set the pastors on fire, Lord. Set the pulpit on fire. In the name of Jesus, we give you the praise and we give you the glory. In the name of Jesus, I just give you praise. Everybody say praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Everybody say praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Turn around and tell somebody he rose. He rose from the dead. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. He's alive. Jesus is alive. Death has lost its victory, and the grave has been denied. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I say he's alive. You may be seated. And as we come today on Resurrection Day, the pulpits will be filled with the same message. We're going to talk about the crucifixion. I see nothing wrong with it. But people talk about what happened. You know, he was. And they went and they studied about what happened when they put the thorns on his head. What happened when they put this in his hand and put him on nothing, and he did. But you see, Jesus suffered a pain that we can't understand. I don't care how they study. The thief on the cross and the people who died in the Roman execution. But this is a different thing here when we talk about Jesus. This is different. None of these people cried until blood came out of their pores. Hallelujah. Something that happens to a man when he's really desperate, really praying, really, you know, just really. We may sweat, but it's about all. For you and for me. I often studied this, sister, and I said, Lord, I know you're a man because I see your manhood in the garden. Let this cup pass. But nevertheless, the last part, I want to really preach on them last 3 hours. Suffered, can you imagine, 6 hours? Can you imagine? The reason why, because they beat him so bad. The Romans was an expert in torture. Now that you're talking about something that don't need to be done, that is horrible punishment. Punishment beyond punishment. But they had an... On one side was a thief, and he had stole something. And the other side, and they was the murderers. Jesus. Even though they knew they were going to the cross, they still stole. And they still, well, some call Jesus. Some call the Holy Ghost. You cannot live this thing. Hallelujah. Well, thank you, Lord. So they put him. But here's something else I noticed. With him. Because the Bible say they were led with him. But it was all in the Bible. It was all planned by God. They had to flay the lamb in the natural. And so he in the spiritual was flayed. He was the world. See, that's why they had to whip him like that. Because how to take care of the lamb. Get them ready for the Passover. And they couldn't have no flow. They even designed them down ears. The right mouth, they look into the teeth, look on the wall and pull. They had to be perfect. Had to be perfect. But why up to slay for that Passover? The Lamb of God was coming. Them on the cross to die for you to die for me. Yes. Lord, I've been saved a long time. I've been saved a long time, Didi. But Lord, have mercy upon my soul. Something down in me that feels like I got to get more. What you need more for? You got to get more so you can be your kids. But there's a power thing. And we go to these classes and they teach us how to say, Then I've been through 6 weeks and 2 years of this now. I am a dog. You free indeed. I say, you're free indeed. I say, my soul and had me so messed up. Devil would follow me. I was a top of 8. And I went to see them followed me home. Just a kid. Some followed me home and he would laugh and I could see his teeth, demons. And I would be so scared. Families in Detroit, well, you know, everybody stayed together. So we stayed in the dining room. And I remember I just see him, he was looking in my face and teeth jagged. You know, and I went to call my auntie. You know, my auntie was named Canary. And finally I got to say, hey, Canary! I was just about 8 or 9. When she came into the room, that thing got up and ran behind the door. And I looked. I'm talking about a God now. I knew nothing about this God. And stuff now. Went down home, but I'm still being tormented. And went tormented. Amen. Look at that boy shaking his head. See, I don't want the Lord tell me, he said, somebody need this. I couldn't do nothing about it. I couldn't do nothing about it. Amen. So one night in the South, you know, they put up the little stoves and they didn't because you'd be cold. But they couldn't afford it, you know. So when you turn on the heat, so hallelujah, he decided he'd choke me to death. This, and I said, oh my God, amen. Now this is when I'm 17. This woman loved the Lord. She taught me what I know. And I told her what was happening. She didn't know. She said, well, honey, just sit down and turn the stove on. Now, that was a luxury. So she turned the stove on. I'm sitting there rocking. Lord, what am I going to do? I'm 17. Didn't know nothing about it. Rocking. So I got up and I creep back into bed. Y'all know what I'm getting ready to say now, don't you? Didn't know him. I said, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, just Jesus. And something came down, opened up, and something flew out of my heart, and I was free. The Lord says, when the devil goes out of man, he walks through dry places and see what's going on. Now, somebody in here, now, I don't just say this, because this is not, I don't study. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John studies about the crucifixion. And I'm studying back and forth, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and going back and forth, sister. Yep. But somebody need to hear this. I was free for years, and me and Ernie got married, and I didn't know that he going to come back. But he came back and bought 5 other devils. But it's a reason. I said it's a reason, because here I am, I'm free, hallelujah. I said it was a reason, hallelujah, it was a reason. And when he came back, I heard of a man named A. Allen that was casting devils out of folks. And I borrowed this woman's radio, broke it. I'm glad I broke her. She said, you done broke my radio, you don't take it, honey, just take it. But she didn't know it was God. And I would listen to Brother Allen. For 2 years, I listened to Brother Allen. And they cast out there. I was scared. People hollering and screaming in the church. And the church say, stay away from Brother Allen. When you get this thing, you know who's going to persecute you? That ain't nothing but the devil. They say, stay. But they told me, don't you go around Brother Allen. But one night, I kept listening to Brother Allen. Me and Dad listened to Brother Allen. And one night, my little 17 or 18-year-old husband, we married young. He had went to work, and we slept in a little bitty twin bed. We were little then, old dad. We slept in there. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And he was preaching. And the Lord gave me faith. Now, I didn't know nothing about nothing like this. I'm just telling you like it is. I was on my knees. And I didn't want Ernest to know I was messed up. He might have known it. I don't know. But anyway, when he started, he said, if you out there, he said, lay your hands on this radio. He said, God is going to deliver you. I laid my hands. I'll never forget it. I was trying to get my hand up. My hand felt like 10 weights was on it. I was trying to get this hand right here. The hand I lay on the sick. The hand I say, be healed. This hand. The hand that's tingling right now. The devil is a lie. I said, the devil is a lie. Hallelujah. The same hand I laid on the radio is going to lay hands on the sick.
Yes, Lord.
I laid my hands on the radio. And I got in the bed and something come out of me screaming, ha! The devil came just like the Bible. I don't believe this. You don't have to believe it. But somebody here knows it's the truth. And I was free. Free at last.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Now, Lord taught me now. See, when I look back over it, he taught me both principles. Uh-huh. I went through that so I could learn both principles. If you get free in the church, you don't get the Holy Ghost, he going to come back. He going to come back and bring some friends. Amen. You know what, Ryan? You're the only one helping me preach today. Doggone it. You helping me preach. And that's the truth. Praise the Lord. Free at last. Free at last. Thank God Almighty, I'm free at last. Praise the Lord. I say I'm free. I said I'm free. I thank God I'm free. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I couldn't sleep in a room that had darkness. I was scared of the devil, you know, because he would come out, you know, when I was a kid. I couldn't sleep. And now I just go in the basement. I say, you dirty devil. See, look at here. I say, look at you. You just crawling around. Here I am down in here. You fooled me, but you ain't fooling me no more. You fooled me, but you're not fooling me no more. God is a good God. Now let me show you something here. Well, Lord, you know. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Now, here's a strange thing. When they was going to the cross, this is something I just noticed. I said, they were going to the cross. Matthew 27 tells us, praise the Lord, that Jesus stood before Herod, who was a heathen. He stood before Pilate, who was a heathen. And both of them found no fault in Christ. Y'all done read it. We don't find no fault. Why y'all want to kill this man? We don't find no fault in him. But the church world at the time stood around and said, well, he said he going to raise the temple up and all kind of mess. This is stuff they didn't understand. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But you know, wait a minute now. It was all planned. Because he said, they didn't kill me. I gave him a life. I had to give him a life for you. I did it all for you. Amen. But there were two people. And the Bible said by the mouth of two witnesses that said he was innocent. But Pilate, because he didn't have no backbone, you can't expect him to do nothing. He ain't even saved. He said, well, give him over. You know what? They went and got the worst criminal in that town. Barabbas, a killer, a murderer, a rapist, and whoever there was, and let him go for Jesus. Hallelujah. But I just wouldn't believe. You know, one person had, well, Barabbas got saved. He could have. I said, I don't know. But I'm telling you something. Praise the Lord. When they were doing this in them 3 hours, I'm talking the first 3 hours now. This man that was on this side, the right side, and the guy was on the right, left side. I know you never probably thought, because I never thought about it. They were with him. Now they saw everybody suffering, and they seen somebody pick his cross up, and all this was going on. And the people was talking and laughing and jeering, and well, he say, well, let him come on down from the cross. I mean, he say he do this, and he could do the temple in 3 days and raise it up. Let him come on down from the cross. And they just talking. And both of them thieves were talking at first. That's what the Bible say. They both was talking. But when, by the time they got to be crucified, the Bible say, and they crucified him. And then it say from the 9th to the 12th to the, read it, the 6th to the 12th hour. Y'all worse as me. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. From the 6th, I wrote it down because I'm just about like y'all. We read these things, but you know, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. I wrote it down. I got so many pages up here. Hallelujah. But took from the, somebody got it? The 6th to the 9th hour. When he died. Thank you, Jesus. From the 6th to the 9th hour, from 12 o'clock to 3 o'clock in the morning, the evening. Them other 3 hours right there, he suffered. He was suffering all them other 3 hours. But the thief heard him say, Lord, forgive them, for they know not what they do. When they run up to give him the vinegar, I had to really ask the Holy Ghost about that, because I don't know whether he said that before they put, but when I read it, I said, Lord, this, my God, now he's getting ready to do this. Do you, can you, y'all can't imagine, I can't imagine, don't talk to you, I can't imagine somebody standing there looking at a man dying. Looking at him being to where you couldn't even tell who he was. Just looking at him up on the cross. Beat to up recognition. Mel Gibson got close to it than anybody did. And he didn't get close because Jesus was unrecognizable. They beat him, beat him. I say they beat him, beat him. Why did they beat him, beat him? For you. That's sitting here today, he's saying, I love you. I went to the cross for you. I didn't get down. I could have called 10,000 angels. All heaven was waiting. All heaven was at the portal. Just say one word and we'll be down there, Lord. Just say, no, I can't. I got to stay here. I got to suffer this thing. Because there's nobody else that can do it. I know it ain't nobody else. Ain't nobody else. I got to do it. I got to finish my course. I got to do this thing. You don't think he was a man? Then you're not biblical. He was a man. He was a man. Otherwise, it would be fair for him to tell us to try to be like him. We can't be no God. Got you there. He told us we could be like him. We can't be better than him, but we could be as he is in this present world. That's what he said. So man cropped up there a whole lot. But then as he was dying, and listen, I saw him in my mind. Darkness come over the earth. God could not look at sin. So he cut off the sun. Darkness. Earthquake came. And he's there dying. Dying for me. Dying for you. Hallelujah. Taking in everything you did. Hallelujah. Up on the cross. When he looked at Jesus, he was, now to God he was really something. Because he had every sin on him. He had every disease on him. Everything that man, every malady on him. Hallelujah. And God could not look at it. He turned his back and he said, my God, why have you forsaken me? Oh, why have you forsaken me? I wrote it down, the land. Hallelujah, Jesus. Right along in that third hour that I'm asking you all to do. They still was talking and jeering, the two thieves. But this one on the right-hand side, I ain't heard nobody forgive somebody for this. This man must be what's up there. He must be the Son of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. When he said, Father, forgive him. Hallelujah. I said, he was talking about him too. But all you need is a touch from Jesus. He said, Lord. He said, I know you a king. He said that, but that kingdom. I realize something that I've been hanging here. I deserve to die. Put on you if you don't deserve him. You deserve everything. And his thief said, I deserve. The other man said, Look at, if you ain't no king. You ain't who you say you are. Oh, he could have said a whole lot of stuff. Remember me when you come into your kingdom. Now, the Lord didn't die just then. These legs that do that before death, they didn't break Jesus' legs, because the Bible said, now it was all planned for you. I said it was planned for you. Oh, they thought they was doing it. The devil all over the world talking about Jesus. We just get rid of him. But he did the worst. They let the lich bluff in you. Because if he knew so much, he wouldn't have let Jesus die. No. Praise the Lord. And when Jesus gave up the ghost, into thy hands, I commend my spirit. Can we even pray 6 hours? Can you hold on till it's gone? Don't try to find another way out. Remember this. For you can explain it. I can't. I say I can't. But I said, when the son, and he felt he was forsaken. He felt he was forsaken. Ain't no time to sit on your seat. When you hear the Spirit of the Lord, you be wise. And you get up out your seat. Jesus, you run to Jesus because he ran to you. Yes, Lord. I have so many scriptures. Sister, I'm telling you. You know how being a teacher, what you do. This time, I'm going to ask you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Which side are you on? Hallelujah. Are you on the right? If you're on the right side, you say, Lord, remember me. And I come up here. I got you a chair. I got you a chair. There, if the Lord telling you to come, and I ain't calling nobody, I say, Lord, you know what? When I know me, you ain't tired. You tired of the devil beating your tail? Well, you come up here, yeah. Father, in Jesus' name. You get them up out them seats, and you bring them to the cross. How to come on? I said, come on. Jesus is waiting on you today. Come on, praise the Lord. Come on up, and we're gonna pray, and God is gonna restore you. Oh, hallelujah. We set seats up just for you. Come on. Praise the Lord. We're right here. Come on. I see people in here. I do. I feel like three, and I didn't know who was coming. Praise the Lord. But I said, I'm going to do what you told me, dude. Praise the Lord. Don't let the devil tell you, well, you can't live it. I ain't ready. Oh, I'm too young. Oh, he just lied. He's a deceiver. He's a liar and a thief. Biggest liar there ever was. Don't believe his lies. Hallelujah. So come. Come, somebody need to come today. Somebody, the Holy Spirit, praise the Lord, Jesus can set you free. Hallelujah. I say, if you bow, the Lord can set you free. Y'all, you come and accepting Jesus. And if you've been backslid, went back. I'm going to wait another minute now. Praise the Lord. And the Lord going to, listen, if you leave here, and he's going to say, yeah, but you know, I drew you the dust and dust. Come on. Nothing but praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Don't be ashamed. You got to stand before God for yourself. Gwen, and come on, Sister Davis, come up here. No, no. Gwen going to have to stand for Gwen. Come on. Come. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Join the church. I'm asking you to come to Jesus. Join Jesus. Join Jesus. Want to. If the Lord leads you here, that'd be fine. I'd be glad. But I want you to come to Jesus. Come on, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Lord, we delivered our souls. Praise the Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
While you have time.
Yes, Lord. Come. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Come unto Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
While you have time.
Thank you, Jesus.
Come unto Jesus. Make up your mind.
Yes, Lord.
He will make your come to Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
While you have time.
Oh, he's a good God.
The blood that Jesus shed for me.
Yes,
way back on Calvary, the blood that gives me strength from day to day. It will never its power. Oh, it reaches from the highest mountain, and it flows.
You'll never be the same.
To the lowest valley. Gives me strength from day to day. It will never lose its power. Oh, it reaches from the and it flows to the lowest valley, the blood that gives me strength from day to day. It will
thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Get another chair. Get another chair.
Hallelujah.
I want you saints that love the Lord now to come up, and we're going to pray for these kids. Come on. All y'all that love God. Thank you, Jesus. I need thee. Go on, sing, sister.
Every hour
I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my
Savior.
We love you. Ryan.
I come to me now, my Savior, I come to thee. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Now, my Savior. God calling, do not pass me by.
Him, and I do believe in him, because he will make a way for me, and he will make sure that I will get through them gates. You know, I am going to try the Lord out, and I worship him so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
You go try the Lord too?
Don't worship him. Give him all the time.
Yes. Yes, it's on. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And together, you all can do great things. See, because you're together. The man and woman, oh boy, that's wonderful. We get ready to tear this thing down good. God bless you. We're going to help you. We ain't gonna help you. We all here for you. Yeah, you're not by yourself. We gonna help you. Now you're gonna see. You're getting ready to see now. Yes, Lord. You're getting ready to see now. Oh, Lord. Did you just hear who that walked up? The Lord walked up and gave somebody something. Tawana. Yeah. God loves us. You got to worry. The devil tell you that. He tells you that he's the biggest liar. He is. He's the biggest liar. He can't tell the truth. He's the father of lies. Yes. Oh, praise the Lord. Let's clap our hands for the Lord.
Yes. Yes. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Jesus. That's right. And she loved people. She would tell me, say, Grandmama, go see my auntie. Her mother-in-law. She go see her. Go see Sister Love. Go see this one. Somebody get sick, Calvin, come. Go see. She's a little kid. So this is what God has given you. So now he wants you to use it for him. Amen. Amen. Let us stand now and let's get into our minds together. I guess your man should be happy. You happy today? Happy in Jesus. Hallelujah. Give him a big praise if you're happy. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Before we go and do anything else, we're going to take the sacrament. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm praying about that too. Yeah. It's God. This is something Jesus told us to do. Yes. Amen. So you all that love God, hallelujah. We always come to the front, but we're going to get, after a while, we're going to have to pass it around, I guess. But we want to take the Lord's Supper today because it is the day that we celebrate the resurrection. And like I heard one about to say, we celebrate it every day. Come on. All of y'all. It's just, it ain't too many people today. But it's many. Oh, Lord. I think y'all better get that up right now. Yeah. Don't worry about it. I think it'll